Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show, and we'd like to welcome you back to part two with Casey. And as you may have listened on the previous episode, Casey, unfortunately, as a very young child, around 5 to 7 years old, he had been molested by a family friend. And in the last episode, he talked about it very candidly and honestly. And again, I would like to thank him personally for being so honest about what had happened and then about basically how it really affected his life to today. And on the last episode, we left off where he was talking about how he had went to therapy while he was going to school based on the advice by an instructor as well as a counselor. And he was talking about how it really helped him and how he was able to have that moment where that breaking moment that he was able to finally own it and let it out and be rid of that big weight that was on his shoulders. So I wanted to get back into that. And so basically, we were just talking before we started recording again that Casey said that, so after about a year, he did the counseling. He decided that it was time to stop. And so what I'd like to do is welcome Casey back to the program. Hey, Casey.
I'm wonderful.
You are wonderful. That is great. Okay, so as we left off, you had mentioned that you had finished therapy and you just made the decision that you were going to go ahead and stop that. I was just wondering, what made you decide to do that?
Well, I pretty much had gone as far with him as I could because we dealt with all the crap I was dealing with up to that point that I actually admit to. There's still a big piece I wouldn't tell him about, and I denied it. But everything else was okay, so we decided, you know, call it quits, and I always had his number in case I ever need to talk to him again.
Okay. So then what happened in your life?
Well, then I'd gotten so much self-esteem, I decided, hell, why not join a fraternity? I'm in college. I need more male friends, so why the hell not? So I started researching the ones that we have on campus, and I chose one called Sigma Alpha Epsilon because I knew some of the people in it, and I was actually working with some at this point. And I just loved what they stood for, so I decided to go for it. And to my surprise, they actually liked me.
Oh, come on. So then what happened?
Well, I became a pledge, and can't go into too much detail because, you know, there's secret stuff. And I made it all...
Anything naughty?
Nope, nothing naughty. No bad stuff happened. No forced thinking. No animal sacrifices.
Aw, that's no fun.
We have fun in other ways.
Ooh, really?
In wholesome.
No details, no details?
In wholesome family. Aw. Ready ones.
Oh, all right. Take all the fun away from. Okay, go ahead. Please continue.
So I made it all the way through the pledge program. About halfway through, I started thinking, you know, the whole molestation thing was eating at me a little bit. It's like, I was wondering if I should tell them or not. And there's always the voice in my head that's like, they'll hate you after they tell that. They won't understand. You'll have to leave. So I was actually thinking about dropping out. But we had this little mini retreat where we were sitting around and talking to each other. We just went around and we introduced ourselves, although we knew each other. And we told them a little something about ourselves. And I was able to finally admit to them that, yeah, yes, I was molested when I was a kid, but I'd gotten over it. And, you know, it wasn't that, well, it was a big deal, but it's not like I sit at home crying every day, like, oh, my God. And I was looking around as I was telling people, and I was expecting to see revulsion, you know, disgust, but not a one person had a look on their face that made me think again. That totally made me decide these are the men to hang out with. If I'm going to attach myself to any group of guys, this is my new family.
Wow.
Love those guys.
Well, great. Well, I'm really... Go ahead, go ahead.
I made it all the way through the pledge process, and I was inducted as a full member. It was so cool. One of the best days of my life.
Wow, that's great.
Yes.
So then what happened?
You know what happened? Oh, okay. Well, as time went on, I finally started facing the facts that, you know, I have a real strong attraction to men, but I was still trying to deny it. Then I happened to come across a specific book that helped change my life.
And And what book would that be?
That would be Secrets of a Gay Marine Porn Star by Rich Merritt.
And why did it have such an effect on you?
Well, when he explained about his coming out, a lot of it reminded me of me, you know, the self-denial. And one day I kind of stole a page from the book. I was brushing my teeth. I looked in the mirror. I'm like, just admit it. You're gay. It's not that big a deal. Once you finally admit it, you know, things can move on from there. And so once I admitted it to myself, I'm like, okay, now I've got to tell someone. Because, you know, that's a pretty big secret to keep to yourself.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
So, again, being the brave man I am, sent this cryptic email to my sister telling her that, you know, I've come to some big decisions and the way the world views me is going to change and things like that. And she called me at work, and since I have a really easy job, I was able to go and talk to her. And we never once said the word gay, but I talked around it enough so she understood what I was talking about. And she's like I've told you in the past, I love you, I don't care, whatever makes you happy, I'm here for you always. Which, that's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really like your sister, and I don't even know her. She sounds like a sweetheart.
She's the best.
Yeah, well,
she is, definitely.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And you said her name is...
Mandy.
Hey, Mandy. Hey, you could do Barry Manilow right now. Go ahead, sing.
No. I don't like
Oh, you're just not playing along. Okay, go ahead. Huh?
I have to be stubborn.
Okay. All right. So then after you told your sister and she told you, hey, I love you no matter what, you know, I support you 100%. So what did you do then?
Well, then, as soon as I got home, I sent an email to one of my fraternity brothers. We'd had a discussion not a week before about, you know, whether I'd been... We were talking about my sex life, well, my very small sex life. Right, that sounded bad.
Right.
A very limited sex life.
Okay.
And he asked if my experience was with a man or a woman. And I said, of course, it was a woman, because it was. I'm like, why would you ask a man? Do you think I'm gay? He's like, there's a possibility that I thought there could be. I'm not trying to offend you or anything. But he thought I was going to be pissed at him. But I'm like, you know, it's okay. You can think whatever you want. So I sent an email. You know that discussion we were having when you thought I was gay? Well, you're kind of right.
And what happened with him?
He's like, you know, I love you no matter what. You can tell me almost anything, and I don't care. You're my brother. That's how it would be for the rest of our life.
Wow. That's awesome. So you had another great positive experience. And so again, people listening to the show, it can happen. You can get those very positive reactions to someone coming out. So again, do it when you're ready. But, you know, again, when you are doing this, do it with a couple people that you believe they're going to give you that positive reinforcement, because then when you do, you're going to feel better just like Casey did, and then you're going to be wanting to do it again and again because you want to have that weight off your back as well. And then it says in your email that then you wrote to your parents about this. And how did that go?
Okay. Well, actually, before I told my parents, I sent an email to the rest of my fraternity brothers because I decided for a while, you know, I'll just live like this for a while. I'll tell you, then I'll tell my parents. And my favorite email I got back was from our vice president, and he's like, yeah, we kind of already knew, but that's okay. We love you anyway. I knew they were going to be okay with it because there were three other homosexual brothers in there, and they were out in open.
Wow.
So I pretty much knew there was always room for one more.
Well, good. So what... did they try to talk with you before then, or did they talk you more about it afterwards, or what? About being gay.
Well, they just let me come to them. They never mentioned anything. Although, I think when I wasn't there, they're like, so how much you want to bet he's going to come out soon?
Wow.
I think there was a pool.
Okay, and so then after that, then you decided to come out to the parents. And so you wrote them a letter.
Yes, why? I'd seen him like 2 weeks previously. I kept trying to find a way to say it, but I just couldn't find the words.
Right. So what was...
At my sister-in-law's house.
So what was your parents' reaction?
Well, my dad called me, like, the day after I sent the letter. And we were talking about, I don't remember everything, pretty much. He was kind of bored, I think. He said, oh, yeah, by the way, we got your letter. It's okay. We don't care. And then he moved on. I'm like, wait, what? Stop. Back up. What'd you just say? He's like, oh, yeah, we got the letter. It's okay. I'm like, so you're not upset or anything? He's like, no, your mom's been telling me for years to prepare myself just for this day. I'm like, what? Everybody knew but me?
Wow.
Yeah, mom said she knew for years and years before I was ready to talk to me. She was just waiting for me to come tell her.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. I think we got to give our moms more credit than we give them.
Oh, yeah.
They have that second sense, you know? They kick us out of their body.
Yeah, she can read my mind.
She could read your mind?
Yeah, I swear to God at times she can read my mind. It really freaks me out.
Okay. So then what happened for you?
Then I decided to tell my brothers. She actually ended up telling my second oldest brother, James, because I never saw him, so I never had the chance. And my brother, Greg,
right,
who's closest in age to me, was living in Indiana at the mm-hmm. time, so I sent him an email. And he wrote back, hey, fuckface, we kind of already knew, it's okay. Fuckface is one of my nicknames from him.
Aw, such affection between brothers.
Yeah. I usually reply with, like, cat's wife or dick fats. You know, something kind.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Okay, so overall, all the people that you came out to, you had positive.
Everyone's been positive.
Have you had any that were negative, though, at all?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Nope.
Okay, good.
Not yet.
Yay! Okay, so does that bring us up to today, then?
Pretty much. I still have one more brother to tell, but he already knows because he overheard my mom talking to one of my other brothers. That's my oldest brother who doesn't know from my mouth yet. And his wife, Nikki, knows because Mandy was talking to her, and she asked me if I had talked to him recently, and Nikki was like, no, why? Then Mandy was like, oh, crap, and trying to backtrack, but Nikki got it out of her.
Uh-oh.
And she's like, oh, yeah, we kind of figured that.
All right, well, I'm glad that it was very, you know, positive for you, especially with the family, because...
Yeah.
You know, that's the part of the that's part of the group. We always want to get that acceptance, and we always want to get that love, and we always want to get that support. So,
yeah.
And so it's very important. So where is Casey today? How are things looking for you now? What's your future going to be other than teaching? What do you have goals for?
Well, I have goals to actually finish one of the stories I've started writing. I get about 100 pages in, and then I just peter out. So I'm thinking a book of short stories might be a good thing to put out.
Well, good.
I have about
and then when
three
you get...
that are decent.
You have what?
I have about 3 short stories that are pretty much done.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd love to read them. You'll have to forward them to them.
Cool.
Okay, so are you trying to date anybody? Are you meeting anybody or talking to anybody at this time?
Well, some of my fraternity brothers are going to take me to a gay bar because I don't go to bars because I don't drink and I don't smoke, which go on a lot at bars. But they said, come on, we're going to take you out. We're going to get you laid. I'm like, okay, I'm not looking just to get laid. I want to find a relationship.
Well, good. So
I'll fix that because I can get it, but I don't want just a one-night stand.
Right. Okay, good. Well, that's a good way to think, and that's the... Because, you know, I talked with some other people, and that's one of the things that they said that they did when they were younger, that they had a lot of those. And then, in fact, the person I interviewed before I interviewed you, he had said that he had been, you know, meeting people for, you know, like hookups, but then he realized that he wanted more out of life. He wanted to have a relationship. He wanted to, you know, he really wanted to have a, you know, a long-term relationship, and then he wants it to start the right way, you know? So that's good. I mean, have you, you know, gotten on any chat things or chat rooms at all, or tried to, you know, meet people in your local area at all that way?
Not a lot. I'm still kind of new to this whole gay thing.
Yeah.
What? I'm kind of nervous to get my toes in the water, but Once I do, it'll be fine.
Okay, good. Do you have anything else you'd like to add at all?
Not right off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, then if we want to go ahead and tie this on up, then one of the things that you well know is that even though you've been a new listener, you should know that what's coming up next is the infamous question. And the infamous question always is that obviously with you being on my show and you're being part of the programming, that you're able to talk to a lot of the younger people that are listening to the program, and I guess looking back at your life and looking at the things that you've gone through and the ups and downs that you've experienced in your life, I was just wondering if there's one thing that you could tell the lovely listeners that I have, what would that be?
It'd probably be, do not be afraid to admit that you need help. Because I thought I could handle things for my entire life, and all I got out of it was ulcers and antidepressants, so... Get help when you need it. Don't be too ashamed to ask for it.
Well, great. Well, again, thank you for being so honest. Thank you for sharing your story. And I know that a lot of people are going to get a lot out of this, and they're very happy that you're on that happy, healthy path. And once you get complete with school and continue your writing, that we know that you're going to be successful. And so when you get that book published, I want you to contact me again, and then we'll have you on the show again so we can help promote that book, okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, good. Okay, well then, everybody, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and sign off. But what I'd like to do, Casey, is give you an opportunity to say goodbye to everybody. So say goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Okay, good. And what I would like to... echo that. I'd like to say thank you so much for listening to the program. It's been a great honor to be part of this and to be a forum for you. And I know that you all have busy, busy lives and that you do make choices on what you listen to. And I want to thank you for listening to the Ramble Redhead Show. And I'd like to please beg and plead to do exactly what Casey did. And please email me at rambleredhead@gmail.com. You can call my comment line, which is 574-203-4263. You can also go to my website and leave a comment about this show as well as many of the others that you should have been listening to. And if you are a new listener, please go back as far as you can, because I've done some awesome, awesome interviews with many great people just like Casey. So please take the time and check them out. And I'd like to say one final thing is remember to love yourself, and then you'll be able to let others love you. So please remember that and keep on listening to the Ramble Redhead Show. Hi, everybody. This is Ramble Redhead Show, and just wanted to do a follow-up with part two of the interview that I did with Casey. He and I had recorded the interview in the middle of July, and since that time, what I wanted to do is to read you an email that he had written to me, and I think I might have brought it up before in a previous podcast, but I just wanted to read it to you again just to let you know how much just him being able to talk to me had been such a big help for him. And this is what he wrote. This post is so surreal to me. When I talk about New Year's resolutions, I began to think about mine back on mine. It's amazing how some of my resolutions came about thanks to Tom and the Ramble Redhead Show. First off, I needed to find a way to talk about what was done to me, and Tom offered me a chance to do just that. I've been very closed off about discussing it, but time has made it easier. Also, the most important resolution was to discover what was at the heart of my constant sadness. After much thought and prayer, I began to realize that I might be gay. I refused to believe it. I finally came to peace with it, and with the help of Rich Merritt and his book, Rich Interviews with Tom really set me into motion. Tom's interviews gave me the chance to listen to numerous gay people and to finally absorb the fact that being gay does not mean that you're sick and will never be happy. Also, various aspects of my life led me to finally coming into the light. Wow, I'm starting with a single thought and I just ran with it. Last year at this time, I'd never even heard of a podcast. Now I've been interviewed for one, and I'm now proud of myself and had even learned to love myself. What a concept. So again, I want to thank Casey for not only doing the interview, but also to writing me this email, because it continues to motivate me and continue to help get that message out to really help people. And I just want to, you know, thank all of you who've been a big supporter of the program, and also I'd like to thank all the new people that have come to my site. And I'd also like to say one last thing, that you can really help the Ramble Redhead Show by going to this website, which is podcastawards.com, and make sure that you vote for the Ramble Redhead Show by going to the GLBT section, and make sure that you vote each day until August 11th. And so I really hope that I, with your help, that I can win. So keep on listening. It's the Ramble Redhead Show, and I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.